Hey guys, it's the end of the month. It's the 30th of April on a Thursday, and we are diving into Mark 16 with some more good news.
And we're concluding the Gospels this week, which is kind of exciting, but kind of a bummer too, because it's been so neat just to dig into here with you. Mark 16, I've got a few things to talk about with you today. So we start out by seeing these women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. They went to take some spices to the tomb of Jesus. Now, to give you a little background here, as we compare the Gospels, in the book of Matthew, there are two women that go to the tomb on this morning. There was Mary Magdalene and what's known as the other Mary. But we see here in Mark that other Mary was the mother of James. Mary Magdalene and the mother of James. And it's interesting to look here in Matthew and Mark. There's one angel who appears, but the Gospel of Luke records that there were two angels. Again, I just want to remind you that it's important that we not take things like this and say, oh, that must mean that the Bible's not true, because there's a contradiction here. It actually adds to the dependability of the Bible when we look into some of these things. Another thing that I want you to recognize and realize is that the ending of Mark chapter 16, so the whole Gospel of Mark, the ending here is something that probably most Bible scholars now believe that this book of the Bible should end with verse 8 and not with verse 20. The wording, the way that it's written at the end, they have found manuscripts as early as the 5th century that have this alternate ending of verses 9 through 20. But they might even think that it started in as early as the 2nd century, this alternate ending. But most scholars agree that verse 8 is where it should end. The other verses have some really interesting things in them, like handling snakes and thing like that, drinking poison and not dying from it, and all of this. And there's actually cults that are out there that practice these things. They will drink poison, they will handle snakes, thinking that it's a promise here for all Christians for all time at the end of Mark, that we will all be able to do that if we follow Jesus. Really, really strange and really, really out there, and talking about taking some of the things out of context and not looking at who they were meant for, not even considering the fact that most scholars agree that those shouldn't even be in there. So just wanted you to keep those things in mind today. Allow yourself, as you read this today, to put yourself in the place of these Marys who go there, and the tomb is rolled away already, and there is an angel sitting there talking to them. And look at the words the angel says to them. The angel says, "Do not be alarmed." Okay, how could you not be alarmed if you watched Jesus die and there's an angel that you run into, and the tomb, the rock is rolled away from the tomb, which would have been a humongous act in itself, and the angel is saying that you're looking for Jesus, he's risen. How could you not be afraid? It would be good fear, it would be exciting fear, but it would be fear none the same, wouldn't it? All right. Well, that's all for today. I know that I kind of went all over the place, but I think that there was just some good background information and scholarly information I needed to share with you today. So tomorrow we'll be jumping into the third act of the resurrection and that story of the road to Emmaus. I'll see you then.